Hi there, this is Leslie Zam. Your interest in this program tells me that you're building a direct selling, party plan, or network marketing business, and you want to go faster and earn more money, and you're willing to invest your time in making that goal a reality. I like that attitude. So, how is the pace of your business? Is it moving as fast as you want it to, as you think it should? Are you seeing your efforts result in more sales, more sponsoring, more volume, more money? I agree that nothing is more frustrating than doing your best and not seeing the results. Sometimes it's not just about doing your best, but more about what you are doing. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and here's what I know for sure. There are proven strategies that can make a difference in how fast your business grows. These strategies are easy to understand and simple to put into practice. Whether you're a brand new consultant just beginning your journey or a veteran of many years, mastering the power of pace is a proven method for creating unprecedented success in your business. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Are you committed to success? Do you see yourself being recognized on stage at the next convention? Would you like to walk away from a job that no longer serves you? Is your goal to be debt-free? Is this your time to fulfill your dreams? If so, then let's take that belief and turn it into reality. During this brief time together, we will create a new sense of clarity on exactly how to put the power of pace into immediate practice to increase your sales, your sponsoring, and leadership development. Let's review five strategies that can help you harness the power of pace. Strategy number one, master your month. Master your month so you can use every day to your advantage. Strategy number two, run with your Fast Start program to jumpstart your attitude, your volume, and your monthly check. Number three, color your calendar and instantly improve your time management. Number four, work with the willing and accelerate your ability to develop new leaders. And strategy number five, we'll review the number one proven method for increasing the pace of your business. So stay tuned for that one. So to begin, let's start with strategy number one, master your month. Have you ever had a month where you were complacent for the first few weeks and then moved into panic mode during the last few days? Desperately trying to meet your minimum goals. You know, being in panic mode does not feel good, and that's certainly not how to achieve success, especially if you're working your business in precious part-time hours. You don't have the time to waste. Take advantage of the cycles of your business. As the month begins, set your goals, then work consistently throughout the month to achieve those goals. There are proven strategies for mastering your month, and they revolve around how you get off to a fast start, how you meet mid-month goals, and how you purposefully close the month. Let's remember that in your business, you are paid on the volume created in a commission month. If we look at the month as a finite period of time in which to excel, it just makes sense to leverage every day as effectively as possible. In other words, if they give you the whole month, take the whole month. Let's review three approaches to help you master your month. Number one, learn to front load the month. You do this by creating as much activity as possible during the first 2 weeks of the month, scheduling parties, business launch, and product-focused events. Include activities like attending networking events and business presentations. And most importantly, schedule time for your prospecting and follow-up calls. I challenge you to create these types of focused activities and take action immediately as the month begins. The interest and activity you develop in the first 2 weeks of the month can then be leveraged into more activity during the last 2 weeks of the month, thus giving you the ability to maximize the whole month. This is how momentum and record sales are created. Next, set a goal for mid-month volume. Most distributors focus their volume goals on where they'd like to be at the end of the month. And, you know, that makes sense. A proven way to exceed your monthly volume goals is to focus on a mid-month volume goal as well. Say, for example, that your minimum personal team volume requirement is $1,000 a month. Why not set a goal to meet and exceed that $1,000 by the 15th of the month? Now, it may take you a couple of months to create this volume, to build up to this volume, but then imagine the difference in sales, enthusiasm, and income when early in the month volume is the norm for you and your team rather than the exception. The final approach for mastering your month is how you purposefully close your month. Those last few days at month end are a unique and special time when anything is possible. As you take action during the last few days of the month, always make a commitment to increase your activity from the prior month and move your business forward. Don't settle, even if you've reached your goals. Always strive for more. One more call, one more sale, one more party, one more prospecting call, and one more new consultant enrolled. There is nothing more satisfying than ending the month with achievement, than reaching your goals, sharing your success with your sponsor and your team, feeling the sense of accomplishment and enjoying the financial rewards. Learning to master your month is an important component of effective time management, and I cover time management in far more detail in my Outrageous Achievement CD program. When you're ready, that would be a good next step for you. But right now, I challenge you to put the power of pace to work for you and make a commitment to master your month. Now, the second strategy for a faster pace in your business is this: run with your Fast Start program. The first 60 to 90 days of your new consultant's career is a pivotal time. And why? Because there are tangible benefits for going fast. The faster you help your new consultant go, the faster they begin to believe. They begin to believe, wow, I can do this. I can really make a go of this. And the more they believe, the more their enthusiasm grows. The better they can transfer their enthusiasm, the easier it is for them to attract people who want to hear more. And the more enthusiasm they have, the more coachable they become, the more willing to learn the steps necessary to create success. And the more coachable they become, the more confidence they create. This confidence can lead to sales and sponsoring. This is the total shift in mindset that is created with pace. And the best part is, pace duplicates. It's not uncommon for new people to ask their sponsor, hey, what did you do to get started? By clearly coaching the many benefits of going fast, you will be able to duplicate pace and create a culture on your team that supports and drives people to jumpstart their business on purpose. And that's why most companies offer a quick start strategy or a fast start program that, when accomplished within a designated period of time, reinforces and rewards the many benefits for starting fast. When you're working with a new consultant, the best advice you can give them is to go fast. Recommend that they make the commitment to follow the Fast Track program with every intention to meet or exceed the initial goals. Remember that as most people begin their business, they're a bundle of mixed emotions, from enthusiasm to curiosity to doubt. By following a simple and proven program, everyone has the ability to experience success, and early success fuels the fire for belief. You owe it to your consultants to direct them on how best to meet their goals. As they begin their business, these goals can become a reality when their pace is tied to a quick start strategy. Now, how about you? Wouldn't it be great to set a current example of pace for your team? Even if you're past your initial months, here's an idea to consider. Why not put the power of your company's Fast Start program to work for you right now? One of the best ways to accomplish this is to pretend that you were just sponsored into your business today, and then over the next 30 to 60 days, take action with an inspired pace. Increase your speed for talking to new people, booking parties, reaching out, asking for referrals. Do all the things that a new distributor would do as they begin to work through the plan. In essence, this is your chance to reset the clock, set a new pace, recraft your success story with a new timeline. This is a proven method for not only resetting your pace, but your income as well. I am so passionate about the power of PACE and how it supports outrageous achievement that in my CD program, I not only designated an entire track to this topic, I made a point to weave PACE into every single success strategy. If you're taking notes now, make note how the power of PACE can be accelerated when you run with your Fast Start program. Let's move on to strategy number 3. Color your calendar. Whether you work your direct selling business part-time or full-time, your priority is always effective time management. And this can be a real challenge for many consultants. You want to pick up the pace of your business, and yet after a full month's effort, you can't seem to pinpoint where your efforts were directed. And at the end of the month, you know you aren't satisfied with your results, and yet you aren't sure what needs to change. Well, you can start by setting hours of operation, specific scheduled hours for when you work your business. Many new consultants feel that setting office hours will be limiting, but in actuality, it's liberating. When designing your hours of operation, it's important to balance your activities between those that support your personal business, such as prospecting and sponsoring, and those activities that support your team. Now, there's a simple way to do this, and all you need are a few colored highlighter pens and your calendar. And if you keep track of your calendar online, the process takes advantage of the same exact concept. As you're working in your calendar, simply color code your activities. One category could be your prospecting activities. You might highlight all of your personal prospecting and sponsoring activities in green. This includes prospecting calls, parties, launch events, one-on-one appointments, hostess coaching, business presentation, networking events, and so on. Another category could be directly related to your sales efforts. You might highlight your sales and customer activities in orange. This would include sales appointments, sales-driven events, referral calls, a customer open house, or a customer appreciation event. Another category to highlight could be any of your team-related activities. You could highlight these activities in red. This category includes all of your team trainings, such as your one-on-ones, as well as group training sessions, all of your team conference calls, and your local team events. Another category could reflect your office work. You might highlight these activities in blue. This could be the time spent on generating reports, completing any paperwork, creating your newsletters, writing emails, posting on Facebook. A final category could be your home, personal, family, social time. You might highlight these activities in yellow. Let's remember, it's just as important to schedule your personal time as it is your work activities so that you can continuously strive for that healthy work-life balance. When you commit to tracking your activities in such a colorful and organized way, it becomes very clear exactly where you're spending your time. If you are not seeing success in your sponsoring, then make sure to add more activities that are green. And if you find a lack of duplication in your downline team, take a closer look at your red activities. When you learn to color your calendar and have awareness on what you are actually doing with your time, you will enjoy the confidence and the success that comes from being proactive rather than reactive. You will effectively take charge of your time. And when that happens, success is sure to follow. In my experience, time management is an area that frustrates many consultants. If this is an area where you'd like to improve, I invite you to consider my CD program, where in the digital workbook, I've included dozens of simple to follow action steps that support effective time management. But right now, I challenge you to color your calendar. Put this one simple time management strategy into practice, and with some awareness and just a few strokes of color, your calendar can help you harness the power of PACE. And now, the fourth strategy for increasing your PACE, work with the willing. Learning to identify those who deserve your time is a critical skill for leadership development and is a key factor in your ability to set a fast pace for business growth. Not everyone you sponsor will have the same dreams and desires as you, and as such, they'll not be motivated to move at your speed. And that's fine. Just don't slow yourself down to match their efforts. Outrageous achievement is created when you continue to move your business forward. We say the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. So as you begin working with your new business partners, yes, of course you want them all to be successful. Yet have awareness that you don't want it more for them than they want it for themselves. Not everyone is willing to go the distance. And so when your new distributor doesn't come to the business presentation or misses the conference call or delays in scheduling their first party or is a no-show at the training event, well, it's important for you to recognize the situation for what it is. No judgment, just awareness. People tell you who they are as much through their actions as through their words. It's not uncommon to see newer distributors working with their first several team members, and even if they're completely inactive, they continue to strive to turn them into something that they're not. And they do it because it seems that they're all they have to work with. And so everything's magnified. You can have several distributors doing absolutely nothing, completely inactive, and hey, they're yours. They're yours. And so you continue to do everything in your power to motivate them into action. Your job as a leader is not to motivate people, but to find people who are motivated, to find people who are willing to take action and take the necessary steps to make their dreams come true. And for most of us, it's when we find that first real player, that excited and motivated distributor who jumps into action, when we realize exactly who we're looking for. It's easy for people to tell you what they're going to do. My advice, take notice that their actions match their words. Make a commitment to share your business with as many people as possible and as consistently as possible. And when they join your team, do your best to support their success. This one area of focus can lead to more team members promoting in title and becoming leaders. And the more leaders you have leveraging your pay plan, the more likely you'll see record volume and record income. And as the number of leaders on your team increases, the next step is learning how to consistently acknowledge their achievement through recognition. Do not underestimate how authentic recognition can drive success on your team. Another track on my CD reviews how to run with recognition and effectively celebrate the achievement of your team. To sum this up now, when you work with the willing and love the rest, you learn to value your time, enhance your leadership skills, and use the power of pace to support your ultimate success. And now, strategy number 5. The number one activity that supports outrageous achievement. And that's your ability to consistently and effectively sponsor new business partners. This is definitely the skill set that separates the wannabe champions from the champions. And it's good to understand that sponsoring is a process that can be learned, mastered, and duplicated to the members of your team. By simply looking at a timeline, I can easily get a sense of where you are with regards to sponsoring. How many of you sponsored in the last year, in the last 6 months, in the last 90 days? Without sponsoring on a consistent basis, it's usually very difficult to fully leverage your pay plan and tap into the wealth that comes from developing a robust downline team. Sponsoring will always be the lifeblood of your organization. There is nothing quite like the excitement of working with a new, enthusiastic team member. And as they begin to introduce your product and business model into their own sphere of influence, this influx of new customers and new consultants can very quickly create an increase in volume and income. I challenge you to make a commitment to find that new blood and personally sponsor on a regular basis. I understand that you are not in control of who will have an interest in your business, but you are in control of the number of people you talk to and how consistently you reach out. You're searching for people who genuinely see your business as a fit. Don't be complacent with a month with no personal sponsoring. Don't beat yourself up. Just don't be complacent. The only control you have in this business is the pace you set with your prospecting, meaning the number of people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. In my coaching practice, I find that for many leaders, their prospecting pace is just not at the speed necessary to meet their goals. This point was summed up beautifully by a field leader. She had just promoted to the top of her plan, and I asked her if she could pinpoint one thing that truly made a difference in the pace of her growth. And she replied, "Leslie, I was convinced I was talking to enough people until I actually started talking to enough people." And there you have it. The number one activity that puts the power of pace directly in your hands, and that's your commitment to prospecting and consistently talking to enough people. Yes, product sales play a role in your success for sure, and your pay plan may generously reward you for personal sales and retailing, and that's great. But if you desire to tap into the wealth that comes from ongoing residual income, that type of wealth is usually created by sponsoring and leadership development. In most cases, you couldn't possibly sell enough products to leverage the full potential of your pay plan. So to experience the power of pace, it starts with your awareness and commitment to consistently talk to new people. And learning how to creatively reach out into the community and find new people to talk to, that's a popular topic I cover on my CD. Along with the strategies, you'll find a variety of scripts and language that supports consistent prospecting. You see, success strategies all work together in support of growing your business faster than ever before. For now, I want you to have awareness on the number of people you're talking to. Your prospecting pace needs to match your goals, and when they do, the possibilities are endless. Now, before I go, I want you to remember the five strategies you can apply right now to help you pick up the pace of your business and go faster than ever before. Run with your Fast Start program. Color your calendar. Work with the willing. Master your month. And the number one proven method for increasing the pace of your business is the number of people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. I am committed to helping you achieve your goals and designing the life of your dreams. I have personally experienced the many benefits of building a successful organization, and I will continue to offer you a variety of resources in support of your success. I am very proud of the popularity of my Outrageous Achievement program. Here's what one person had to say about it. She wrote, "Leslie, I recently purchased your CDs, and I'm already seeing results, especially in my sponsoring. The information is clear and easy to follow. The workbook helps solidify the lessons to make them my own. These CDs make me feel as if you're speaking directly to me, like getting personalized coaching. I've recommended your CDs to my entire team. Thank you for breaking down exactly how to do this business into bite-sized pieces." Pretty cool, eh? And what a compliment. I love to hear about people getting great results. The Outrageous Achievement Program comes with two CDs and 16 tracks of trainings and strategies I am confident will help you move your business forward. And you also receive a 36-page digital workbook that includes exercises, scripts, and tools so you can put what you learn into immediate action. And that's my final advice to you today. Take action. It's one thing to listen and learn, yet it's only by putting the lessons into action that you can enjoy the many rewards available to you when you put the power of pace to work for you. Thank you for joining me today. I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at leslie@lesliezan.com and let me know what happened when you put these strategies into action. I look forward to hearing about how you are stepping into your greatness and creating outrageous achievement.